From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of The Wood Sheep.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and this is Red Barn Radio's 667th live concert performance. Tonight, we present The Wood Sheep. Since The Wood Sheep's inception in the summer of 2015, frontman Andrew Preston's songwriting, experimental but rooted in the deepest wellsprings of traditional folk music, and their quirky live shows have become amongst the most recognizable mainstays of Central Appalachia's burgeoning indie scene. Among their hallmarks, soaring harmonies, offbeat instrumentation, all balanced by a healthy penchant for the absurd. Let's welcome the Wood Sheep to the Red Barn stage.
I went to sea a thousand times in search of treasures to cure my bug bites and my castle walls. Built of grandma's bricks and my drawbridge made of candlesticks. I think sometime I got too brave some season new to me came into my head, and gone were the days of the empire I've made. Oh, I wonder if it's still there in that old shed. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane when I have roamed high and low. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane. Tinfoil plane, take me home. I had an army at my hands, 10,000 ants employing my commands, till the swan songs from the paper cranes alerted signal fires and guessing games. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane when I have roamed high and low. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane. Tinfoil plane, take me home. I met a man when I was a child with a backwards grin and nobody in his view. If he had sail away on a tinfoil plane when I have roamed high and low. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane. Tinfoil plane, take me home. Tinfoil plane, take me home.
Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thank you, Renee. We are here on Red Barn Radio this evening with the Woodsheep. Woodsheeper Andrew Preston, who is doing a lot of the singing here. Melissa Kasky. Matt Holleran is back on the drums. And then Will Padgett is here on guitar. And all of you are familiar. I just have only seen Will play folding chair and video camera. I haven't seen him actually do what he's doing now. It's great to have you here in this capacity, Will. We would like a little help, if you wouldn't mind, afterward, just with some setting up some chairs and whatnot. It's great to have you all here, and welcome back. Andrew, I know that you're from a Kentucky town with a Dutch name. No Dutch heritage you know about there in Van Leer,
Kentucky? I recently discovered from Ancestry.com I'm Norwegian, so.
Oh, okay.
Is that Dutch? Similar.
Where is Van Leer, Kentucky?
Van Leer is in Johnson County. So it's kind of near Pikeville.
Tell folks listening on the radio, give them a little geography lesson about Kentucky and tell them where Pikeville is.
Oh, I didn't do great in geography.
Yeah, you'll do great.
It's Eastern Kentucky.
Eastern Kentucky.
It's where Loretta Lynn is from.
Oh, good enough. All right, say no more.
That's how people know.
What about you, Melissa? Are you a Moorhead native?
I am a Moorhead. Well, I was born in Lexington, lived here till I was five, and then went to Moorhead and lived there most of my life, but I now reside in Cumberland, Maryland.
In Cumberland, Maryland?
Yeah.
For heaven's sake.
If I should take a notion, I'd go right down, jump in the ocean. Ain't nobody's business if I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say, take all mine, honey. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Well, it's nobody's dirty business.
So it's time for us to stop talking about Moorhead as just Kentucky college town with two exits and a peddler's mall. Tell folks about Moorhead State and why Moorhead has been such an important place for this state musically.
You know, we met at the Traditional Music Center there. That's how we all met. Actually, Will also met us there originally.
Oh.
And so we all met there at Moorhead State. And I was in the psych department there as well, psychology. And I have a degree in psychology. And it's really cool because, you know, just even me having the psych degree but working in the music program and graduating with the traditional music degree as well, it really represents what Moorhead is all about, which is about these mixing of communities and the mixing of science with the arts and the townies with the musicians and with the students. And there's just this beautiful mix of artists and town folk. And I love that atmosphere. You know, I work at the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books, and they have live music all the time, and everybody there knows about it. And it's just a really great, thriving artistic environment. Our videographer, she went to school there, and Mary Morris, who does our graphic design work, she's from there. And it's really nice having all of those artistic endeavors kind of coming together in Moorhead.
How would you describe the town gown connection in Moorhead?
Moorhead is so small that the college is so much of the town. They like it. They're receptive, yeah. And I think the students are really receptive. And it's not always easy to get students out to community events, but it's sometimes it is. And that's rare for a small town to get the college students involved in community events and vice versa. Since becoming a townie and not no longer a student, I've been still welcomed onto campus involved in those events too, which is pretty cool. We play for the university sometimes. And I think it's a really great relationship.
They say sleeping under stars is romantic, but when the roof is 1,000 miles away, there's a new definition to the bright side, and stars are just old photographs that fade. And I find all the lost ones before I find myself bumping into the startle of strangers on the street, and strangers seem to treat you well. I'm getting good at getting lost. I'm betting dimes on better bucks. Old friends tell me that I've found my way. I'm not cut out for getting caught. I'm getting good at getting lost these days. No time for daydreams in the moonlight. I'm bewildered by the books that began. When I stumble into Sunday and Saturday's clothes, onto pages in the hands of the wrong kind of man. But I'm getting good at getting lost. I'm betting dimes on better bucks. Old friends tell me that I've found my way. I'm not cut out for getting caught. I'm getting good at getting lost these days.
None of us really are traditional musicians. Will, probably, the most of all. But, you know, Matt was in a metal band, and Melissa's got this great jazz vocal, and I really like low fidelity, like experimental music. And so I came into school with these, like, strange little recordings of the sounds my cat made and combine it with, like, the sound of refrigerators buzzing and poorly picked guitar. I didn't know how to play guitar very well at the time, but that was enough. And I love exploring songwriting in that way. So my favorite thing about the traditional music program was they were really receptive to how non-traditional that was and helping us understand the music that we like and where it kind of came from in some ways.
Huh.
For me, that was the most beneficial part of the music center. And they were really cool to let us graduate and come do strange piano songs and poppy stuff, and it's not the most traditional thing in the world, but I really liked how receptive they were and how encouraging they were.
Do you think the school just realized that in order to stay vital, it was going to need to sort of welcome in other genres and encourage people who didn't necessarily come with a clawhammer banjo and a fiddle?
Other genres are more traditional than young people realize a lot of the time. And the music that I really was drawn to is called anti-folk. It came from New York, in the East Manhattan area. And it was rooted in the folk revival. You know, some people were going to Woodstock and playing, you know, Bob Dylan in the 60s got really big in Woodstock. But some musicians were so traditional or so out there, and then they were from Appalachia, from the South, but they had these strange instruments, and they were writing really eclectic songs that weren't necessarily as political driven or as approachable as some of the Woodstock stuff. They gravitated more towards New York to the folk scene, and they started mingling in these punk bars, and it became this folk punk interesting blend, you know, this pop undertones, and it was this great mix that I just fell in love with growing up from artists like Regina Spektor and Kimya Dawson and those folks. But I didn't know that until I really explored folk music. You know, I'm from Van Leer. It's a really tiny coal town, but my family isn't the most traditional family in the world, so I didn't grow up around bluegrass music or anything. So it's been cool to see where those types of sounds came from and how they developed the way they did.
Did Moorhead's traditional music program give you an opportunity to sort of dig in that way and study the music that you like that way?
That's my favorite part about it, is they'll take this stuff and they'll say, well, here's something similar that's might have been where it came from, and about things you don't necessarily like. I'm not a big fan of bluegrass, and I wasn't until I really played it and kind of learned more about the history, and it's still not my favorite, but it's fun, and it's cool knowing where it comes from.
Would you recommend high school students who are in that space, who are not really sure what college will be for them, would you encourage them to look at a school like Moorhead and a traditional music program like the one that exists there?
Yeah, I can't speak for other traditional music programs, but Moorhead State's traditional music program, even if it isn't the genre that you want to play, and it wasn't mine, it wasn't the genre that I wanted to play or even currently play, but they taught me about history, they taught me about different musical styles, and they taught me how to be a musician professionally.
Hmm.
And we've toured in 4 countries and like 2,000 shows in around 3 years, and I don't think we would have been quite as busy if not for Moorhead State.
Yeah. What a great education.
Thank you. So a lot of the songs we're doing tonight are original tunes, and there's stories behind them that have come to sort of how they were written or about these events that happened. So I love telling this story because I was on a road trip with Raymond McLean from the McLean Family Band, and Becky Alfrey had used a Bluetooth radio transmitter to play songs over the radio, and Raymond was just baffled by this device. He had never seen a wireless transmitter before. And he said, how does the radio know? And so I wrote the song.
How does the radio know our song? Well, it must have been an old friend of yours for a long, long while. Must have been with us in your truck bed watching Mars hide its eyes. How does the radio know our tune? myself, how does the radio know? Oh, how does the radio know? How does the radio know? The dwindling of the breeze that shook us from the bow. I will join them soon upon the weary earth. My, oh my, what a journey that it was. Wonders in early light have passed me by. I find I am attracted to the turn of the axis. If I become a little too windblown, it takes me some time to realign myself. As I rehearse the turn of the seasons, I find myself stolen by the grip of the inclement. So weather man, whether you're coming or leaving, can you trace me your maps of the stratosphere? No. Two.
your eyes. There's bound to find a rainy day looking right back my way. And that's what the weatherman told me. That's what the weatherman told me. A dandelion in a parking lot, and when it's time to fly, he will dance like wishes in the wind. There are guides in starry skies, but they don't satisfy me, 'cause I get wise from the televised. Oh, day or the night, he can always excite me, 'cause that's what the weatherman.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Wood Sheep. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from the Wood Sheep after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.